Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're continuing our exploration into the material you shared from Immanuel Bakker's book, Startup Process Improvement, Volume 1, Turning Chaos into Cash.
Yeah, it's a really crucial next step, isn't it? Moving from just understanding that process-first mindset we dug into last time towards actually making that mindset, you know, actionable, sustainable.
Exactly. Last time, we really hit on Bakker's process-first revolution flywheel, how it positions processes not as, like, red tape, but as real enablers for speed, quality, even innovation. Surprisingly, it really challenges some assumptions.
It definitely does. And today, well, our mission is to unpack Bakker's unified magic methodology and his startup methodology integration framework.
Okay.
It's really about how combining these powerful methods, you know, Lean, Six Sigma, Agile, Kaizen, how that mix creates something, well, bigger.
So it's not just about picking a favorite method,
right,
but thinking one's better than the others.
No, exactly. It's about blending them strategically to get these holistic, adaptable operations. And this is key, how this integrated approach helps startups avoid those, you know, common killers.
Right. So for you listening, this deep dive should give you a pretty practical framework, something you can use to weave these methods together, drive some real growth and agility.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this unified magic.
Okay, let's do it.
You know, when you mentioned Lean, Six Sigma, Agile, Kaizen, they often feel like they live in different worlds, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
People sometimes talk like you have to choose, are we a Lean shop or are we an Agile shop?
Yeah, that siloed thinking is incredibly common, almost like process improvement tribes or something. But Bakker just cuts right through that. His core idea is that the real power, the unified magic, comes from combining their strengths.
So it's more than just they work well together. There's a real synergy there, something you just can't get from one method alone.
Absolutely. Think about like a toolbox. You don't just own a hammer.
Right.
You've got a hammer for nails, a screwdriver, maybe a wrench for bolts. And sometimes you need the hammer first, then the screwdriver on the same project.
Okay, yeah.
It's knowing when to use the right tool or maybe a couple of tools together for the specific job you're doing. That orchestration, that's where the magic is.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let's break down these four pillars of unified magic. First one, Lean. Most people probably associate Lean with, you know, cutting waste. How does Bakker frame it for a startup specifically?
Well, for a startup, Lean is about being absolutely ruthless in eliminating anything that doesn't directly add value for the customer or anything that just eats up your resources, time, money, effort without a real payoff.
So finding those hidden costs.
Exactly. Bakker stresses how Lean helps you spot those friction points, those delays, the unnecessary steps that often just hide in plain sight because, well, that's how we've always done it. In a startup, every wasted minute, every wasted dollar, it's a direct hit to your runway.
Yeah, you feel that immediately. You mentioned TechConnect Solutions in the book. What was their Lean story?
Right, TechConnect. They use Lean principles in their customer support process and managed to eliminate, get this, 64% of tasks that weren't adding value.
Wow, 64%.
Yeah. Imagine nearly two-thirds of their effort wasn't actually helping the customer directly. That freed up just massive capacity. They could redirect that to, you know, growth or innovation.
That's huge. Okay, so Lean brings that sharp focus on efficiency. What about Six Sigma? How does that fit in? Does it complement Lean or add something totally different to this unified magic?
Six Sigma, it brings the data and the rigor. So Lean might say, cut the waste. Six Sigma says, cut the defects and the variation. It's aiming for like near perfection, highly reliable, predictable outcomes.
Okay.
For a startup, this means building trust right from the start, which is critical.
So it's about quality, consistency, but driven by hard data, not just gut feelings.
Precisely. Think of it like data forensics.
Yeah.
Finding the root cause of problems, not just slapping on a Band-Aid. And this is so important for startups because every mistake, every defect, it costs way more customer churn, reputation damage, expensive fixes down the line.
Right.
And Bakker points out something interesting. Six Sigma's precision can actually supercharge the other methods.
Yeah.
Like Agile is great for speed, right? But speed without quality.
It's failure. Yeah.
Exactly. So Six Sigma's data discipline makes those agile sprints fast, yes, but also smartly fast, right from the start.
Fast and right. That makes sense. Cloud Secure, they use Six Sigma?
They did. Cloud Secure, focusing on cybersecurity, they used Six Sigma and cut their security configuration errors by an incredible 87% in just 60 days.
87%.
Yeah. That kind of reliability, well, It's non-negotiable in their field. It builds serious trust and avoids those really costly fixes.
Okay, so we've got Lean for ruthless efficiency, Six Sigma for data-driven quality and consistency. Now, Agile. We hear Agile constantly, especially in tech, usually linked with rapid development. How does Becquerre fit Agile into this process framework? Isn't it sometimes seen as, I don't know, almost anti-process?
Yeah, that's a common misconception. Agile isn't really anti-process. It's more like anti-rigid, anti-slow process.
Okay.
Its core is flexibility, rapid iteration, continuous adaptation. It actually embraces change through short cycles, frequent feedback, continuous delivery, you know, sprints.
Right, sprints.
This lets teams react really quickly to changing customer needs, market shifts. For a startup where everything's constantly moving, Agile helps make sure you're building the right thing. And you can pivot fast if you need to without wasting a ton of development effort.
So it builds responsiveness right into how you operate.
Okay.
And the last pillar, Kaizen, change for the better. What's its unique role here?
Kaizen is it's a Japanese philosophy. It focuses on continuous improvement, but through small incremental changes, not these big disruptive revolutions.
Yeah. Little steps.
Exactly. It fosters this ongoing mindset across the whole company, ideally. Everyone, from the CEO down to the front line, is encouraged to look for tiny ways to make things better every single day.
So it's not just a project. It's more like a culture.
Precisely. These small steps, they compound over time. It's like a daily workout for your business processes. You might not see huge results day to day, but over months, the cumulative effect is just massive. It's kind of the engine that keeps the other three methods grounded and constantly adapting to what's really happening.
Okay, let me try and tie this together. Lean, efficiency, cut the waste. Six Sigma, data-driven quality, consistency, cut the defects. Agile flexibility, fast cycles, adapt quickly. And Kaizen. That culture of small continuous improvements everywhere.
Yep.
So the unified magic is blending these, not picking one, using them strategically where they fit best. They don't just sit side by side. They actually reinforce each other.
You've nailed the essence. It's about leveraging their complementary strengths, creating a truly resilient, high-performing operating system for the business.
That sounds incredibly powerful, but maybe a bit abstract. Let's make it concrete. Take Aeroflotech, our fictional AI drone delivery software company.
Yeah.
How would they actually integrate these methods for something like, say, customer onboarding?
Okay, perfect example. So for Aeroflotech's customer onboarding, they'd probably start with Lean.
Okay.
Map the whole process from the moment someone signs up all the way to their first successful drone delivery. They'd hunt down every bottleneck, every confusing step, delays, redundant forms, any wasted effort. The goal, strip it down, make it efficient, smooth.
So Lean streamlines it, makes it efficient. What then?
Then once it's streamlined, they bring in Agile, maybe run 2-week sprints. They test and refine that new leaner onboarding flow.
How would they do that?
Could be A/B testing welcome emails, getting really quick feedback from early users on the simplified steps, maybe daily check-ins to see where customers are actually hitting friction in real time. Agile makes sure it's not just efficient, but also effective and, you know, actually pleasant for the customer because they're iterating based on real feedback.
Right. So Lean optimizes the structure. Agile validates and perfects it with real users. How does this idea apply more broadly across a company like Aeroflow?
Oh, it scales across the whole operation. Their drone hardware team, for instance. They could use Lean to optimize the assembly line flow, minimize inventory costs, make the physical build faster, smoother.
Okay. And while they're doing that, maybe the quality control team.
Exactly. At the same time, QC could apply Six Sigma. Use data to track defects in critical flight components, right? Pinpoint the exact root causes. Implement checks to slash those defect rates. Ensure consistency, safety. Six Sigma acts like Lean's detective here, finding why wastes or defects are happening, not just that they are.
And the software team, they'd probably be deep in Agile sprints anyway, right? For new flight control features, getting feedback from test pilots.
Constantly, yep. And then underpinning all of this is Kaizen, that cultural glue.
Mm-hmm.
Every team, hardware, software, QC, support, feels empowered to suggest small improvements daily.
Like what?
Could be anything. A hardware tech finds a better way to organize tools. A support agent suggests a tiny tweak to a help doc that cuts down confusion. The software team refines their daily stand-up to be, I don't know, 5 minutes shorter, but more effective.
Okay, I see. So it's not just a random collection of tools. It really becomes this single integrated operating system. blending efficiency, quality, adaptability, and that continuous improvement piece into the company's DNA.
Exactly. And that integrated framework, it directly tackles those common startup killers we talked about.
Like just sheer inefficiency, burning cash, wasting energy.
Right. Lean hits that directly remember Tech Connect, cutting 64% of wasted tasks, and Six Sigma cuts the variation that causes rework, wasted effort. That frees up huge resources for growth.
What about burnout? We talked about companies like Aqua House just running their teams into the ground with chaos.
Well, this framework drastically reduces that chaos. When you have clearer processes, less constant firefighting, teams can actually focus on creating value that fights burnout, boosts morale, helps you keep your best people.
Makes sense. And inconsistency, bad reputation from defects.
That's Six Sigma territory. It's data rigor. It's focus on cutting errors like Cloud Secure slashing errors by 87%, builds trust, reduces churn, saves a fortune on fixing mistakes later.
And the fear lots of startups have, becoming rigid and slow as they scale up.
Agile tackles that head on, right, with its flexibility. And Kaizen keeps things adaptable through those constant small tweaks. You build systems designed to evolve, to flex, not static ones that just break under pressure.
Yeah, and I can definitely see how the rigor from Six Sigma and standardization from Lean helps with things like regulatory compliance, too.
Yeah.
You mentioned that stat, 43% of clinical trials delayed by regulatory errors. That's huge.
It's massive, especially in certain industries. This integrated approach helps you build compliance right into your processes from day one. It's proactive. It helps prevent those costly fines and delays as you grow. The whole point of this integrated framework is shifting from just, you know, surviving the chaos to proactively building a resilient, high-performing business, one that can create real, enduring value.
That really is the key, isn't it? Moving from just reacting to proactively shaping your own success.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked a lot about the strategic benefits, this unified magic, but, you know, often the biggest hurdle isn't the strategy, it's the how, actually doing it, putting these ideas into practice. How does Beccari help bridge that gap from the smart plan to, you know, making it real? Because a great plan on paper is useless until it's implemented, right?
You've hit the nail on the head. Implementation is where so many great ideas just fizzle out, become another document on a shelf. Beccari lays out what he calls an implementation success framework. It's basically a roadmap for turning these plans into reality.
Okay, a roadmap. What does that involve?
Well, it starts with having a really clear vision and goals, knowing exactly what you want to achieve. Then you absolutely need strong leadership and sponsorship, someone championing it, showing it's a priority, and of course, adequate resources and skills, the budget, the people, the tools you need.
Makes sense. The basics.
Yeah. But then comes something crucial and often underestimated, effective change management. This isn't just sending out memos. It's about getting your team ready, helping them adopt the new ways, managing the human side of change.
Right. The buy-in aspect. That's huge.
Totally. And that works alongside robust project management planning, executing, keeping things on track. And finally, continuous monitoring and feedback, watching progress, making adjustments as you go. It's a whole cycle.
And Beccari also talks about assessing readiness before you even start implementing, doesn't he? Like an organizational readiness assessment.
Exactly. Asking those tough questions up front. Is leadership really committed? Are people trained and open to this change? Do we actually have the budget and time set aside? Can our current systems even handle this? Or do they need replacing? Is the company culture supportive? Answering those honestly saves so much pain later.
Okay, so you've assessed readiness, you have your framework. How do you actually roll out the changes? You can't just flip a giant switch overnight, especially in a startup. That sounds disruptive.
No, definitely not. Minimizing disruption is key, and this is where the phased approach comes in, which ties right back into lean and agile thinking. Beccari strongly advocates starting with a pilot phase for any big process change.
A pilot, so testing at small scale first, like a minimum viable process.
Exactly like an MVP. Test the simplest version of the new process that still delivers core value. Try it with maybe one small team or in one specific area. Gather immediate feedback, see what works, what doesn't, and then refine it.
Ah, okay. So you iterate on the implementation itself.
Precisely. It minimizes risk, minimizes disruption. It's also kind of like a Six Sigma light approach. Sometimes pick one critical process with obvious issues, apply a simplified version of the methodology, measure the results carefully. That pilot demonstrates value, builds confidence, builds skills before you try to scale it everywhere.
That makes so much sense. You're using the principles of unified magic, lean, agile, data, to implement the changes derived from those same principles. I remember seeing that in the case studies, like Tech Connect. Their rollout plan had a specific pilot and refinement phase, right?
Yes. They tested with 25% of their customers first. And that medical research organization example, their compliance integration roadmap, also explicitly called out pilot testing. It's not just theory, it's how successful change actually happens. You start small, learn fast, then scale smart. That's how you turn the plan into reality.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, wrapping up today's deep dive, we've really unpacked Bhakari's unified magic. It's his powerful way of integrating Lean, Six Sigma, Agile, and Kaizen. Not just seeing them as separate tools, but as interconnected parts of a bigger operating system for your startup.
And the key takeaway really is, don't just pick one. It's about strategically combining their strength. That synergy is what helps you dodge those startup killers. Inefficiency, burnout, inconsistency, rigidity. Each piece adds value, sure, but the integration is where the real power for growth and excellence lies.
Absolutely. And this integration piece, this implementation roadmap we touched on, it's vital. But it also sets us up for our next deep dive, doesn't it? We're going to explore the process maturity journey, also from Bhakari.
Right. How startups evolve.
Yeah.
Through those stages, foundation, standardization, optimization, heading towards excellence.
Exactly. It's that journey from chaos towards a state where process is actually a competitive advantage, fueling that cycle of profit, speed, quality, while keeping chaos down.
And we'll definitely tackle that common founder fear, the fear of bureaucracy. Show how process doesn't have to mean slow.
For sure. So for you listening, maybe think about your own work this week. Where could a little unified magic happen? Is there an area crying out for some lean efficiency? Or maybe some Six Sigma data discipline?
Yeah. Or could a bit of agile responsiveness change how you approach a project? Maybe just starting a daily Kaizen habit, looking for those small, continuous improvements.
What seemingly separate practices could you start integrating, even in a small way, maybe piloting something, to create your own bit of unified magic? Something to think about.